Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and today is Tuesday. The day ruler is the planet Mars, who we all know is in the sign of Cancer, has been there for quite a long time, and is considered in his fall in the sign of Cancer. Can't have a fire planet in a water sign and think things are going to turn out the way that you exactly want them. But everybody is getting used to kind of a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things, maybe a new job, maybe a new career. I said a long time ago that I felt like that there would be a mass exodus, or that there would be a lot of people changing careers and rethinking their professions. And I think we could see that happening right now, can't we? Of course, every morning I wake up and the first thing I do is I print out the chart for the day. And I always run a red line right through the nodal axis, which is the north node is in Pisces and the south node is in the sign of Virgo. But there's a lot of things going on in the sign of Pisces, the very last sign of the zodiac, and almost from 22 degrees Saturn, the north node at 27, which is stationary, and Neptune, which is at that faded degree, the anorectic degree at 29 degrees, along with that fixed star Shiat. So we all have to kind of be very careful. You know, those hot rodders passing you by on the highway, or somebody running a red light or cutting you off, let them, because a lot of people are not going to be able to align the way that you might be able to align to all of these planetary changes, which we're already seeing. We've already experienced some of the personal planets entering the sign of Aries at 0 degree Aries, where new beginnings, fresh starts, we want to say new karmic beginnings, because it's a whole new chapter that's beginning with both Neptune and Saturn entering the sign of Aries. So many of us can feel the shift, and we're walking away from the past and walking into a new future. Of course, it takes time. And you might start something new and then wonder, oh, is this really for me? Or Mars in Cancer might say, oh, I don't know if I really fit in here, or they're accepting me, or even if they like me. And so you might ponder going back to where you came from, staying home, hiding out, whatever. And then, of course, the planets in their wisdom will pull you back out, you know, into something new again. So there could be like this one step forward, two step back, really kind of figuring out where you feel like you fit in. And this is, I think, in my way of doing astrology, this is reiterated or repeated with Pluto in the sign of Aquarius, because Aquarius also has that vibration of doing this, then doing that, you know, one step forward, two steps back. So there is this kind of consideration of like, oh yeah, I'm going to try this, and then, oh no, it doesn't feel right. And then, okay, I'll try it again. I'll give it a second chance. And this is something that, you know, really for the first 6 or 7 months of 2025, it is going to be in your life. And then again in January, until you can find where you belong, where you feel comfortable, what works for you, and, you know, what feels right. So everybody's getting these opportunities. So, you know, I'm writing my horoscopes and I'm wondering, what new beginnings do my listeners, do my readers feel with the planets now moving into the sign of Aries? And here we go. On Thursday, we have the spring equinox and the sun enters the sign of Aries. What will this bring? That's all for now. You can read more on my website, and you can follow, like, and share on my social media.